The Honourable the Premier of South Australia, the Honourable the Member for the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, and Mr. Mountford. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a hearty welcome on this occasion on behalf of the State Library of South Australia. Now, we're particularly pleased to have with us this evening the Premier of South Australia, not only for the purpose of opening this exhibition, but also for the purpose of paying respect for one who has done an amazing work in the interest of the Aborigines of Australia. We know, sir, by your utterances from time to time and from your actions that you have taken a keen interest in the Aborigines of this state, and for that reason we're very grateful to you for coming along this evening. You, Mr. Minister, I hardly know what to say. I've learnt that Mr. Wentworth was dependent entirely on his ability to secure a seat in an aeroplane to get here tonight. He's come all the way from Canberra for no other purpose than to pay respects to one, a South Australian, who has made his name in a field in which Mr. Wentworth is particularly interested and whose name has spread out throughout the world. Arthur, we appreciate your action in that respect. I only hope, sir, that your welcome or your bed tonight will be as warm as the welcome which you have received on this occasion. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when the State Library of South Australia decided to add to its collections the manuscripts, the source material in depth, and the printed works of acknowledged Australian writers, it was greatly encouraged by the receipt of a remarkable gift, a gift which will form the basis of the exhibition which you will see later on. We were singularly fortunate that this gift has had dealings with the Aborigines of the state, and surely it is an appropriate thing that our first accretion to this particular section should be of the work of a man the greater part of whose life has been associated with the Aborigines. Now, sir, I know that you yourself will have something to say both about the gift and the giver. I shall address myself to the task which has been allotted to me, that is to call on you to address this gathering, subsequently to open the exhibition. Ladies and gentlemen, the Honourable the Premier of South Australia, Mr. Don Dunster.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Minister, Mr. Mountford, and ladies and gentlemen, it's with a very real sense of privilege that I'm here tonight. Not merely because this is to open a magnificent display which represents the work of more than 50 years in the life of Charles Mountford, but because his work has been so significant in developing an understanding of the Australian Aborigine. In today's world, people generally seem to be in a rush to get things done. I'm afraid I'm often accused of impatience. But many people tend to forget the past or look only to the future. But here tonight, we have a prime example of how there are people in the world who, in looking to the future, have recognized so much of value from the past. At the time that Mr. Mountford was working, so little was thought in Australia of the value of Aborigine culture. For a very long time in this community, it was simply derided, and if one reads the history of South Australia and sees the sort of things, the arrogant and ignorant things which were said about Australian Aborigines by our forebears, one can only marvel at how much Mr. Mountford has done rightly to change the attitudes of the past. In the centenary history of South Australia in 1936, the things that were said about South Australian Aborigines would make most people's hair curl today. But this was an official statement on behalf of the state. Thank goodness that the attitudes have now changed, and a great deal of appreciation of this, of the enormous value of Aborigine culture now occurs, and occurs to a great extent because of the work of Charles Mountford. Partly, of course, we have the Postmaster General to thank for Mr. Mountford's decision to become an anthropologist. While working as a telegraph linesman, he decided to improve his position by sitting for PMG examinations, and he had four tries at examinations in 15 years, and each time they changed the PMG regulations and beat him at it. Must have been one of Billy Snedden's forerunners, I think, Mr. Minister. But in the end, he decided that he should pursue something more worthwhile, and perhaps, fortunately for Australia and the Aborigines, he became an anthropologist. And it's been a very impressive career. During the war years, he was invited to hold a lecture tour of America, and his first lecture was to the National Geographic Society, to an audience of 4,000 people, and that, of course, makes Mr. Wentworth and myself green with envy. We can very rarely get audiences of this kind. As a result of that tour, he was appointed leader of the biggest scientific expedition Australia has seen. He travelled to Arnhem Land, comprised 35 scientists of renown, and produced a 2,000-page report of its findings. And as a result of this, he received invitations to lead or take part in many more expeditions, although often the later trips were on a completely non-remunerative basis. He's written 12 books about Aborigines, which have been translated into many languages, and has produced a number of films, including 6 with sound, depicting Aboriginal life. And the most well-known of his books, Brown Men and Red Sand, has been widely used as a school textbook. It's typical of his enthusiasm that he received his diploma in anthropology at the age of 70 and his Master of Arts degree when he was 74. Throughout Mr. Mountford's career, one of his friends, Mr. Shedd, kept his journals, paintings and artefacts, which have now been handed to the National Gallery in South Australia. And I think Mr. Shedd is to be commended for his patience, because I understand that when all this was given to the gallery, there was over a quarter of a ton of material. And here tonight, you'll see some of these native treasures and expedition journals. It's a magnificent exhibition and a collection of which South Australians can feel extremely proud. And I'm very pleased and honoured to be able to declare it open.
Gentlemen, you'll now have a few words from the Honourable the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Mr. Wentworth.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Premier, Mr. Mountford, ladies and gentlemen, I am tremendously pleased to be here tonight, partly, I suppose, in my capacity as an exploiter, because I'm interested in the what has been done and what has been given and what it means. I'm also here, I hope, in the capacity of one of Monty's friends, and glad to be joining with you in paying him honour. For the welfare of our Aboriginals, it is important that we have a better understanding of their background, what they are, and how they came to be in this position. And anything that sheds light on their past does, as you said, Mr. Premier, help us in shaping their future, or rather in helping them to shape their future. There is another side to it, because I believe sincerely that the study of the Aboriginals of Australia is of value, immense value, to the studies of mankind about itself and about the springs of its own social and political actions. These things are of value to the world. And they're going. There will be never anybody, for example, who will be able to repeat Mr. Mountford's work exactly as he has done it. Because the field that he knew is diminishing, even though it is not yet vanished. These are records, irreplaceable records, of permanent value. To me, it does not seem to matter very much where they are, provided that they are there and preserved and available. South Australia has got a lot to be proud of in the work that has been emanated from Adelaide and centred round Adelaide in the last 50 years, perhaps I should say in a shorter period than that, on this particular theme. If it were not for the pioneering work, often done by amateurs who only got their degree somewhat late in life, if it had not been for them, we would have vastly less to treasure. And even today in Adelaide, you have in your museum and elsewhere tremendous stores of material, uncatalogued, and I hope that Mr. Premier, you will be making available from those ample funds which the federal government provides the facility from time to time for the better use and utilization of this material. But after all, Mr. Mountford, this is your life. I suppose you could say with Browning, the last of life for which the first was made, because we still hope, and I think with some confidence, that we are going to wring some more useful work out of you, and I hope that you will go on to study, to utilize, and to throw yet additional light on the material which you are so generously depositing here. Still, I may quote Brownie again, still there's the comet. And nobody will be able to make so aptly and accurately the comet as the man who has compiled the original material on which the comet is based. And so, both because we are marking something of value, and also because we want to do honour to the man who has brought it together, for both those reasons, I'm very pleased to be here tonight.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see two films. But for the convenience and comfort of those in the front seat, we're going to ask them if they'll be good enough to move back to the fourth row, which has been reserved for them. You, sir?
May we?
We're going back.